its merchandise and won't raise prices because of higher tariffs. Futures are mixed. Monday, the Dow Industrials gained 137, the NASDAQ up 4, the S&P 500 up 5. That's your money now.
If you need to hire, it seems like the whole process can be exhausting. You search resumes, wait for the right candidates to apply, set up initial interviews. It's a lot of time and work. Well, what if you could meet with qualified candidates for your job the very next day? Now you can, with Zip Intro from ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try it for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. Zip Intro is super easy to use. You simply pick a time, and it does all the work of finding and scheduling qualified candidates for you. Then you can choose who you want to talk to and meet with great people on back-to-back video calls as soon as the next day. Best of all, you save time and energy.
Try Zip Intro for free right now at this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. Zip Intro. Post jobs today. Talk to qualified candidates tomorrow. Once again, go to ziprecruiter.com/free to try it for free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free.
Need an affordable medical clinic?
Go to a ProHealth location.
Need a walk-in or same-day appointment?
Go to a ProHealth location.
Need a $45 zero copay medical plan?
Go to ProHealthFL.com. ProHealth has always been known for being Pensacola's most trusted and affordable clinic and lab, but now ProHealth offers over 30 affordable ultrasounds too. You never need a doctor's order, and ProHealth allows you to pay with HSA or FSA funds for all their services. You can even schedule yourself at ProHealthFL.com. That's ProHealthFL.com.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Come out, bring a blanket or a lawn chair, and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's Pensacola's very own On the Rocks. They're taking all your musical favorites, shaking it up, giving it a twist, and adding their own unique and special flavors and serving it back to you on the rocks. It's happening this Tuesday night at 7 with Bands on the Beach. Remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more on News Radio Pensacola.
I don't know how to overcome the social media world, but, you know, it goes back to that. And we've had some great candidates and that were committed, and then the social media world attacked them. They didn't want that drama in their employment. So,
this is Brad Baker yesterday at the Santa Rosa County Commission committee meeting. That's like the agenda review for the Thursday meeting. And talking about the efforts to hire a veterinarian for the shelter, somebody they need to do spay and neutering and other services, and not being able to hire a vet because apparently the local vet community will up and attack them on social media and then they run away. And I understand why you wouldn't want to move to a community where you would encounter that if they're from elsewhere, but what in the what? Brad Baker is on the line with us. He's a Santa Rosa County administrator. Hey, Brad, welcome back, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. Okay, so I know you're passionate about animal, help. You have a very dear heart towards them. I know you've been working a lot with the shelter. What's going on here, and why?
Yeah, so, I mean, first of all, I wouldn't say it's a local vet community. It's the veterinarian. I guess there's a network out there that I guess they feel obligated to share and do things on social media, which is just frustrating. You know, we've been trying. We had a couple of really good candidates. Had one that was ready to start, and then, you know, she told us it's too much drama. She's been reached out by previous veterinarians and that had worked with us, whether contract services or whatever, and just, you know, spreading really false information. And we tried to work with her, but she just didn't want to come into any drama. And we know that there's at least one employee, if not a couple, in there that are feeding information, because the stuff that was shared with her didn't come from the general public. So, you know, it's just frustrating when you try to move something in a positive manner and people, for whatever reason. For example, I know one of the previous ones wanted more money and less work. And I mean, I'm guessing you could do a poll this morning and say, hey, would you like to increase your salary by 20% and work 30% less? And I would guess the majority of people would say yes to that.
I'm in.
However, that's not how we do things in local government.
Right.
You know, we want to be efficient. And if you can bring efficiencies and get your work done and do less, hey, great thing. But just to pay you more and work less, yeah, that's not the model we sign up for. To whether you know, I mean, it's just all kind of stuff. And I don't want to, you know, I'm not going to get into names and things. It's just frustrating that people use social media to really disrupt what is really a good thing for Santa Rosa County, just because, you know, you didn't align with our philosophy or whatever you want to say.
So it sounds like you're telling me there's like the pitchfork posse of veterinarians or veterinarian associateds, or like the vet mafia or something, is out there with collaborators on the inside and trying to thwart the, this is crazy. I mean, this is genuine. I mean, I understand.
Yeah, and the only reason I said that to the board was to highlight this. You know, the chairman was saying, I know we're struggling to find it. Well, we're struggling because of external sources. We want to do good. We've bumped up the money. But when you're fighting a battle that you just can't overcome because social media, it's just hard. So I wanted them to be clear. We have done everything, including increase the salary, benefits. I mean, we've done our due diligence. We've reached out nationwide. We've done targeted. But when you get a good candidate, a really good candidate, and then the drama stirs around it, I mean, who wants to come into drama?
Right, you know? Right.
There's enough drama in that world as it is.
I totally understand. Wow. Okay. Well, that's why I wanted to get more detail from you, because it sounded pretty bad, and I didn't know all the background, so that helps. It's frustrating. 644 on News Radio 92.3. We're talking to Brad Baker, Santa Rosa County Administrator. Brad, sometimes I'm surprised by the comments that get made in the commission meetings. Sometimes I'm surprised by the comments that do not get made. There is a proposal from the commissioners that you guys took up, well, they took up yesterday, to have a public hearing on not one but two municipal services taxing units. That's a property tax to provide for emergency services like EMS and to provide for roadway and paving and maintenance. That's, you know, obviously infrastructure. This came up in the conversation, and it got the first reading, of course. I mean, they got it actually passed on Thursday, but to schedule that hearing got passed with no comment whatsoever, except for Kerry Smith basically saying we need to diversify our revenue sources. I want to come back to this in just a second and find out what the actual plan is. We're talking to Brad Baker, Santa Rosa County Administrator. John Pickens has got traffic on the 5. John?
If you're heading into NAS this morning, traffic is backed up to Sunset on Navy Boulevard, so just be aware of that. Also, 98 eastbound, just east of Navarre Beach Bridge, we're seeing about a 12 to 15 minute backup due to congestion and construction. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. All right, Brad Baker is the Santa Rosa County Administrator. Brad was just mentioning there's been two proposed MSTUs, or it's a property tax increase. It's just a specific fee based on the value of your property. An MSBU would be a flat fee, and MSTU is based on property value for emergency services on the one hand, and a second one for roads. What is the proposal? What kind of numbers are we talking about? Help me understand what this is going to be.
Yeah, so really it's more about transparency than anything. I mean, we haven't ran the final budget numbers yet, and there'll be a couple workshops for the board to determine that, if there's an actual increase or not. But it's about transparency. You know, we keep hearing we did not get the local option sales tax vote to pass, and we hear about transparency. We don't know what you're doing with your money. So what this allows is it being defined on your trim notice. And then, you know, we've already got one that we haven't used before, but we've had it in place for a couple of years for the sheriff, for the law enforcement component of that.
Okay.
So our plan is to do a law enforcement thing. And then when you have your trim notice, you get your taxes. This much is going toward general services. This much is going toward law enforcement. This much is going toward other public safety, including EOC, EMS, public safety dispatch. This much is going to road infrastructure. Now, we did run a $1 million increase in Santa Rosa County. Looks like around $16 million, which is very similar to what a half-cent infrastructure tax would have looked like. Obviously, the people voted they didn't want that, but I will tell you they have not quit calling and demanding infrastructure improvement. So, you know, in discussions with the board, that's a way to say, hey, we hear you. You want infrastructure. We hear you. You didn't want local option sales tax. This is another method that we can apply to get the desired improvements done.
Okay. So, and I just want to make sure I'm hearing the details here. On the one hand, it sounded like maybe this was just to clarify funding mechanisms, as in, let's say you identify that the sheriff's, you know, you said a mill is about $16 million. So let's say that the sheriff's department is taking three or four mills or something like that. And the idea is to just identify that that's an MSTU for the sheriff. That's, and then you would, I guess, reduce the other property taxes and trade there. Is that for that one? Is that the idea?
That is the idea for the sheriff's side. And then any additional funding that he needs, you know, we can tag it to that line, you know, kind of set a base for him on law enforcement. Then you want any additional, it would go to the MSTU portion, which then I don't want to hide anything from anybody. Any increase in the overall millage from 5.995, I think is where we're at, would be an increase.
Right, right. Okay.
But the board has to decide that, you know, how much you want to adjust that, and then how much more do you want to put on for infrastructure improvements in the county.
Okay, so on the one hand, like for the sheriff's side, it's really just to show to people this is where your money is going, but it's not going to, at least the goal is not to change the overall tax. When it comes to the road and infrastructure piece, it is, at least at this moment, a proposal to add a mill to the tax total, which would be about $16 million because the local option sales tax failed. So that would be actually a property tax increase. I just want to make sure I'm getting the facts out, because I don't want to tell people you guys are considering a property tax increase and that not be the case.
Right. And then obviously we're in the infancy stages of this. So the board has to have that budget meet to decide if that's what they want. But we will give them the scenarios so that they can make an informed decision about how they want to fund the, you know, the future improvements in Santa Rosa County. And I'll use the public safety one, for example. We'll take all the public safety lines. And, of course, you know, we're designing a public safety consolidated dispatch center. So we'll take the loan payment for that, debt service payment for that, roll it into that MSTU, and then that will apply to everything, EOC, public safety dispatch, et cetera. So other than the loan payment, that will be actual money we're spending right now.
Okay.
And it's just a transparency line to say, hey, it also allows us, like I said, that one, the dispatch center, it allows us to pledge that funding to repayment of the loan. So that helps us to have a funding source that we could pledge to it.
Yeah, and also if it's an MSTU, then the board cannot reallocate that money outside of the lane, right? It's a controlled funding source. It's kind of a dedicated lockbox, whatever you want to think of it, that makes sure that they don't use it for anything else. I love the idea of transparency. I mean, I love the idea of people on their trim notice being able to say, oh, I see where my money is going. And, you know, that slice of it I really, you know, I love. In fact, I'll tell you something I had proposed to the mayor that may or may not even be legal, but I've often kind of wished that you could take maybe 10% of your property tax money and direct it, you know, and you give people five options. Where would you like to see this slice of your property taxes allocated? And you could literally indicate that, you know, I want to see it split between the schools and the parks or whatever. You know, that may or may not be allowable, right. But that's something I love the idea of it. Hey, last thing, and of course, as you said, a lot more conversation about the MSTU. Why not an MSBU in this regard? Because, you know, obviously that's always an alternative,
MSBU,
a flat fee.
We use MSBUs typically. They have to be a benefit to real property. So that's why we can apply an MSBU to the fire service, because mm-hmm. we're benefiting you. We're covering your real property for your reduced insurance rate, or we're saving your house, et cetera, right? Where law enforcement and other aspects, there's no benefit to the actual real property. So you have to do a TU.
Okay, no, that makes perfect sense. You can't do an EMS MSBU because it's benefiting the people, not the structures. Okay, I didn't know that.
It's benefiting the guy having the heart attack, but not the house that he's having it in.
That makes perfect sense. Thank you for clarifying. Last thing that came up yesterday that I thought was really interesting is apparently there is a ban in Santa Rosa. I thought it was also in Escambia, but I just couldn't find the code real fast, that in public parks you're not supposed to have dogs unless allowed. And you are expanding a couple of the parks to allow this. Benny Russell was one. The talk had been about Spencer Field. And there was also, I forget what the other one was. Baghdad Mill, yeah. But also to add waste stations so you would have bags and drop off and all of that kind of stuff. And is that basically right? Like Kerry Smith even said, I walked my dog and didn't even know it was not allowed. Is that true? That's a common problem?
It is. It's an older ordinance, and Commissioner Wright had approached us last year to look at a variance from that to allow it in Tiger Point Park, and it's been very successful. You know, obviously, you have to be on a leash. You have to walk your dog on a leash. You need to pick up the waste, and we put the waste receptacles around there, and it was very successful. So some other commissioners started asking us from, you know, citizens saying, hey, we want to be able to walk our dog, and
right.
You know, the Baghdad Mill site come up first, and you know, obviously District 2 was like, yeah, that's a great idea. We actually hold dog foster and adoption events in that park.
Oh.
So, but we don't want them running free. You know, we want
right.
you to be responsible pet owners. And then obviously we had more discussion and looking to add those other areas. West Spencer Field around the walking track, that's a little different. You know, our ordinance relates to parks and recreational
right,
areas
that you guys own. That makes sense. It seems like, yeah. I mean, if they're on a leash, it seems like the ordinance itself could just be changed to where, you know, all county parks dogs would be allowed as long as it's on a leash and as long as people clean up. I mean, is that something that they're looking at this point?
Right now, we're taking it on a case by case. There
okay.
are some folks who want to be able to go enjoy the parks without having that dog environment. So we're trying to take that into account as well. So,
okay. I understand. I mean, there's competing interests.
Both of those areas have good walking areas in the park. Like Benny Russell, if you go behind the, you know, kind of where the kids area and the play area is, there's a beautiful walking trail through the woods.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
I biked it.
Baghdad Mill site, it doesn't really have a kids park in it. It's more of a walking trail around it right there on the Blackwater River. Beautiful park. So, kind of looking at those scenarios.
All right, very good. Well, interesting conversation. Lots of big stuff coming up in the Thursday meeting and subsequently, especially as it relates to the MSTU. Brad Baker is the Santa Rosa County Administrator. Brad, as always, thanks for what you do, keeping the county running, doing your best to overcome the obstacles you encounter, and taking some time to explain to the citizens what's going on. I appreciate it, sir. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
All right. Thank you, Andrew. Have a good day.
Absolutely. You too. 6:55 on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Still rolling accident-free right now, but if you are on Navy Boulevard headed toward NAS Pensacola, traffic is backed up to Sunset, which is causing some delays in that area. Also, 98 eastbound, just east of the Navarre Beach Bridge, we're seeing about a 10 to 12-minute delay. Other than that, we're looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. I've got a pair of tickets to give away. Ain't Too Proud to Beg, The Life and Times of the Temptations, coming up at Sanger Theater, June 4th, 6:30. You can win a pair of tickets right now if you're caller number 3-437-1620. The music of the Temptations. Should be a great show, man. So much good music. The Temptations, for those of you who are younger, is the kind of band where you're like, oh, I recognize that song, but I didn't know it was them. You will have a good time at this show. Anyway, call number 3-437-1620. I know you wanna leave me.
Proud is a celebration that brings the audience to its feet. The Grammy-winning songs. The Tony-winning moves. Ain't Too Proud to Be. Ain't Too Proud. The Life and Times of the Temptations. June 4th and 5th, Pensacola Sanger Theater. On sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
It's always Sonny's here. This is Eldon with Sonny's Barbecue. When you're ready for slow smoke barbecue prepared by local pitmasters since 1968, it's always Sonny's. Visit us at four convenient locations in the News Radio area: Pine Forest, Navy Boulevard, 9th Avenue, and in Pace on Highway 90. With $10 big deals and all-you-can-eat ribs for only $19.99 every day. Kids eat free every Saturday, and don't forget that good old banana pudding, all served with a heaping portion of Southern hospitality. Open daily at 10:45. And remember, it's always Sonny's here.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Hey, hey, Pensacola pet parents. Got questions about your fur babies? Well, I'm Dr. Mark Sprayberry, owner of Olive Branch Pet Hospital. I would like to invite you and your friends to tune in to the all-new Pet Talk, where I'll be answering all your questions live on air.
Tune in Thursday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. 11 to 2 before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Son, your ego is writing checks.